So earlier today, Dr. Nandipa Magudumana brought an application in the Bloemfontein High Court challenging the lawfulness of her arrest after she was deported from Tanzania with the rapist and killer Thabo Bester last month. She was saying that she had been kidnapped and that the grounds weren't there for her to be arrested. Khomotso Modise, EWN reporter, has been following that for us because that process today has now been postponed. Khomotso, good afternoon to you. Tell us what happened in court today and why was it postponed?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So it was expected to be a shorter appearance, at least when I found out that government hadn't filed their papers as late as last night. And so when the matter was heard today, before it was heard, actually, the lawyers met to kind of discuss the dates for the hearing, right, and for the filing of the papers. We learned that the representative that has been appointed by the state attorney in the Free State would only be filing his papers later on today. I've been making a couple of calls. I understand he still hasn't filed. So as soon as he files those papers, Makudumana's lawyers will then be able to file their answering affidavits as well. But a second part in this matter, as well, Mandy, is how the Home Affairs Minister, you may remember, had actually come out to say, demanded really, that he be made a respondent to this matter, saying it was his department that effected the deporting of both Thabo Bester and Nandipha Magudumana. So he didn't understand. He said it was suspect that he wasn't even cited. But we heard from the lawyers today who then submitted or came with a plan which made today's hearing even shorter because they had come to some sort of an agreement. We heard from Advocate Stanley Reynders, who's the legal representative for Magudumana. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
We have prepared a draft order which I intend to hand up to my lord. The position is as follows. My learned colleague, Mr. Masibuko, together with Mr. Snellenberg, who I understand is leading him, gave us the assurance that the opposing papers will be filed any moment. So we realized that in those circumstances, we'll have to consider that, obviously discuss that with our client and file a reply if necessary. In the meantime, Matsepe's attorneys of Bloemfontein also instructed counsel to appear for the minister of the Department of Home Affairs. We have all agreed to a certain order, subject obviously to what my lord may decide in this matter. May I hand up a copy of the court order that we will ask my lord to make an order of court? Ultimately, the matter will be postponed with your leave until next Thursday to the opposed roll with dates for heads and so forth. We are in my lord's hands. May I please... Thank you, my lord.
So, as you heard there, an application brought by Dr. Nandipha Magudumana, briefly heard today, it has been postponed. That happened in Bloemfontein. Lots of different court cases happening today. I see that the University of Fort Hare murder suspects are applying for bail. That's happening in Dimbaza in the Eastern Cape. And then also, I saw that, did you see that story yesterday about the arrest of the Rwandan national, 62-year-old Fulgence Kayishema, fugitive arrested this week for his alleged role in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. He's appearing in the Cape Town Magistrates Court today.